It's 9:49, and this is the opening commodity market report. In for Dave Dickey, I'm Tom Rogers. And prices on the Chicago Board of Trade have started upwards, as many people expected, a continuing upward trend in the commodity prices, particularly in the corn market once again. Let's start with the wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade. I have no up-to-date numbers on the openings for the Kansas City Board of Trade. The wheat contract in Chicago for December opened at 4.91 a bushel, up 4.5 cents. The March rather, at 5.09 and a half, up 3.5. May at 5.07 and a half, up 3. July wheat opened at 4.75, up 1. The opening price on the Kansas City December wheat contract is 5.20 and a half a bushel, up 1 3/4. In the corn pit in Chicago, December corn is opening at 3.59 and a half, up 1 3/4 cents. The March at 3.73, up 1 1/2. May corn at 3.75, up 0.25. July corn opened up 2 cents at 3.81, and the December 07 corn opened at 3.46 and a half, up 0.75 cents. December oats opened lower this morning at 2.62 and a half, down 1 1/2. The March at 2.73 and a half, down 1 1/4. Now to the beans, where January opened up 1 1/4 cents at 6.72 and a half, March at 6.85 and a half, up 1. The May at 6.94, up 1. July beans opened at 7.02, down 0.5 cents, and November redline beans at 7.09 and a half, unchanged. December soybean meal opened at 195 even, up 60, and January 196.30, up 110. December bean oil opened up 19 cents at 28.85, and January up 19 at 29.27. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, an unchanged open for November feeder cattle at 97.15. The rest of the board lower. January open at 93.65, down 32.5. The March at 92.80, down 25. December live cattle opened at 85.40, down 45. 88.05. Check that. The February live cattle market opened at 88.02.5, down 37.5. April opened unchanged at 89.05. June feeders open at 85.50, down 15. December lean hogs 61.15, down 52.5. February 64.20, down 47.5. April lean hogs open at 66.25, down 75. And the May 70.30, down 70. February pork bellies opened unchanged this morning at 88.77.5. The March at 88.70, also unchanged.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Looking right now on the Dow Jones Industrial Average number, it's at 12,236. That's up about 19 points since the opening bell. The S&P is at 1,396, up 2.5. And the NASDAQ is currently up 9.5 at 24.40. Crude oil for December is up 47 cents a barrel at 58.75 in New York. The CRB index is at 309.10, up 67. The U.S. dollar, 85.44, up 14. Silver for December is down 19 cents an ounce at 12.70. And gold for December is down 4.60 at 620.70. Checking the latest tick right now on the Board of Trade, December wheat is trading up 4 3/4 cents a bushel. The December is up 2.5 cents a bushel in Chicago. Corn is anywhere from 1 3/4 cents to 3 1/4 cents higher. And the beans now are mixed, anywhere short of unchanged right now, just down a 0.25 cents to 0.5 cents. Joining us now for his look at the markets on this Wednesday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you on a rainy, drizzle day here in Oakland, Illinois.
It's a good day to just sit in and watch the numbers as they tick around back and forth, I guess. Right now we're seeing, again, corn continuing its momentum for the last few weeks. And is there any stop to it at this point?
You know, good point. You know, we are seeing good rallies on Wall Street and LaSalle Street yesterday. And yesterday at the White House, we saw the big three automobile makers come out of a meeting with the president. And when asked, the president asked if how the renewable energy and ethanol, and there was three thumbs that went up in approval. And, of course, that's where a lot of our ethanol production goes, of course, is in American-made automobiles out of Detroit, and that was a positive statement. Also, we're hearing the story that not only are the ethanol producers doing well in the U.S., but they're also going out and searching the world for carbohydrates so they can turn that form of feed into and carbohydrates and renewable energy into ethanol and biodiesel and renewable energy. So those are all positive aspects of the market. We do know that 10% of the corn crop is still out in the fields, and we do know that it is very wet soils in those states, and of course, the yields being dropping. We basically came away with two things. The basis is improving. Bull spreads in the corn market are working. We know that the Chinese aren't going to export much more corn. We expect the USDA to reduce the final production figure 40 to 50 million bushels. And all this has given this corn market and basically outside markets a lot of stability in the trade.
Now, in reading up to this, it also mentioned that farmers are kind of slow on selling at this point. Are they just waiting for the prices to go?
The converse to that is that the farmers have basically unloaded the corn crop in a big way. Mm-hmm. And they are also have unloaded a lot of the new crop corn for 2007 in a big way. So we don't really expect or feel that there's a lot of volume of corn yet to move into the marketplace. Now, one factor that could happen is if the basis levels of in the actually hedged inventory would improve, that could create cash movement sometime in the future. But unfortunately, there's been too much sold at too cheap a price, and that's part of the unfortunate marketing strategy that took place in 2006.
Now, looking at the bean market at this moment, it's off again, coming down. What may be causing that?
Yeah, the beans are subject to, you know, maybe not as much bullish enthusiasm in the near term, but, you know, longer term, if we do have reportedly 6 million acres more of new crop corn acres, we'll probably have 5 million acres less beans. And the arithmetic is very positive in that kind of a situation. Now, number two, we basically feel that there's 3 to 5% less beans planted in Brazil. And as a result of that, there was probably a lot less lime and fertilizer and inputs put on that soybean crop. And so the yields are probably off there. With transportation costs like they are, the U.S. market is still the cheap source of soybeans in the world, and that's one thing that's kind of helped stabilize the soybean market. It's been one of the weaker commodities at the Board of Trade, but it's also showing strength, particularly on good rallies in corn.
Very quickly, I wanted to get your comments on wheat, where there's continued concerns about stocks, I guess.
Yeah, wheat is also something where we'd like to see some improved export demand and quick in order to meet some of those export schedules that the government's talking about. A lot of wheat being planted in the Midwest. Our general impression is that it's going to be a function of the export market to basically win the bull over, so to speak. Mm-hmm. The wheat market continues to be quite strong, mainly Australia and world production problems.
All right. Well, thanks for your time.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's go back to the current activity on the boards of trade in Kansas City and Chicago. Kansas City December wheat now up 3.25 cents at 5.22. In Chicago, to the December wheat at 4.88 a bushel, up a penny and a half. March it up 2 at 5.08. December corn is at 3.58 and a half, up 0.75 cents. March at 3.73 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. The May corn 3.77, up 2 1/4. December corn 2 or 3.58 and a half, up 3/4. That's December of 08. That's actually December of 06. We've got a mistake on our screen here. And that's sort of backed off from earlier increases today. January beans are now down 2.25 cents at 669. The March down 3 at 681.5. May beans at 690.5, down 2.5. December soybean meal is down 120 at the moment at 193.20. December bean oil is at 28.77, up 11. On the Mercantile Exchange, November feeder cattle are down 10 at 97.05. The lean hogs are for December down 42.5 rather at 61.25. And again, a quick look at the Dow. The industrial average at 12,232, up 14 points. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Ed Kieser says today, cloudy and windy in all sections of the two states. In northern Illinois and northwest Indiana, scattered light showers and drizzle. Central Illinois and northeast Indiana, a few scattered light showers and drizzle early, then steady rain this afternoon. And in the south, widespread rain, the highs from 40 to 54 north to south.